And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And let's not waste any time. Let's bring on the Bob and Ray girls.
Hey, come on!
All right, now, ladies.
Now, this is your big test to see how you...
Let's really do what we've been practicing for the last 2 days, shall we?
I'm speaking from just off stage.
Would
Webby
you
Webster
please
is directing the Bob and Ray
please.
Girls, the Bevy of Beauties, the...
Oh, before we have the dad, just a moment. Bob, Ray.
Yes, sir, Webb.
I wonder, could I explain something to you?
Yes. How did you make out?
Oh, pretty good, but what I had planned was to have the... ladies... use these pretty sequined shoes.
Oh, those are beautiful,
reflect
yes.
the baby spotlight that we have placed high above the control room.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, though, they all felt that they were too difficult to wear.
The shoes,
so,
huh?
Yes, yeah, so they're all going to have... they're all wearing their walkers.
Well, these ladies are...
with taps on
60
them.
Or over, I think we should mention... They're trying to reduce. We thought we could help them out by making a chorus line of them.
All right, ladies. Find some players.
Now I'm speaking just off stage. As Webb
right.
Webster signals to the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Rock
and
roll
girls.
Dress right.
Prepare.
Dress.
To go into their dance, opening tonight's show.
All right. Number four. Up a little.
Webley's
six,
lining them up now. Little.
Ready.
Now he's bringing it downbeat. Now they all... turn toward the front, facing the audience, smiling.
All right, now let's do routine dance number one.
We're about to see routine dance number
oh.
one.
All right, music.
Bernard.
Say, I'm real surprised.
Look, let me tell you, Bob, that... anything can be accomplished in this life of gifts.
Well, you've done...
really put the shoulder to it, and I had to do a couple of those.
Yeah,
ladies.
You've done great with such short time. You only got the assignment. Yes.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Bravo.
All right, ladies, you can each have a cup of bouillon when outside. They're all tired. Thank you very much.
I should imagine that's strenuous work, but I think it adds a real note of class to the show.
Thank you.
I want to commend you publicly for the work that you've done. Keep
Thank
it
you,
up.
Thank you very much. It looked very, very good indeed. Let's see, will you play that theme for us now? It's one of the scratchiest themes in all radio. The theme that serves to introduce Dean Archer Armstead, who is celebrating this year his first or his second anniversary of his doctorate.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, from the Lackawanna, New York Field Station, here once again in our studio is not only Dean Archer Armstead, head of Bob and Ray Agriculture, but his friend and co-worker, Robin I. Pickett. And, Dean, welcome.
Well,
you too, Robin.
Bob, it's good to see you again. And, Robin Pickett is more than delighted to be with us.
I certainly am, Dean, and it's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, you know, Dean, both Bob and myself always enjoy your visits. You always bring so many good things to us.
Well put, Ray. I notice you brought along
a...
joke? Oh.
No, he's just being a pleasant welcome.
I told you I was more than surprised
yeah.
when I found out that you were comedians.
Well, that's what we aim to be. Now, I notice you brought along a little planter of a sort, a little box of dirt. And what are you going to demonstrate?
Well, Bob... I don't want to take too much credit for this. Robin was in on every single session we
oh,
had.
Oh, well, now, Dean, you were in there, too, working on the experiments. Same way.
That's right. But the point I wanted to make for this, that we have, both Robin and myself, who, of course, with the assistance of all the other fine folks
yeah.
in the administration,
sure.
We've developed a squash.
A new type, a hybrid squash of some sort?
It's a hybrid squash, plus the fact that once you add... any type of a chemical fertilizer, it will grow so fast that you have to cut it off the vine, or it will explode.
Unbelievable. You mean you have this box here planted with squash seeds, and you have a new chemical that will
well,
make them grow?
Well, it's more than a seed. It's forming, the complete squash
yeah.
forming.
Well,
it's left the bud stage. And it's beginning to form.
The chemical...
Explain the chemical to them, will you, Robin?
The chemical is the most important part of it, Dean.
Because without the
chemical... I know that. Don't tell me. Tell them.
Without the chemical, Bobby Way, the squash wouldn't grow as rapidly.
Well, Robin, what would happen if you didn't use the chemical?
The squash would grow at a reasonable rate of speed than normal. But with the chemical, it grows much faster. So fast you
freeze. Freezing. Is it cold in some of these
doors?
Seems
a little cool in here. Yeah, I think there's
somebody
the back door.
A door or something. All right, well, now, let's see. What are you going to do with this thing?
You're going to sprinkle the chemical on this little box of buds, squash buds, and see what happens.
Oh, I'm sorry, Webb. Somebody Wally, will you get that, please?
Yeah. Open the door. Okay. My son is stuck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So bad. They're doing a good experiment here, Webb. You ought to watch this.
Yeah, what is it anyway?
I'm about to pour the chemical onto the widow planter.
Come on. Out of our stand back, everybody. Now.
Wow, look at... Already they're beginning to...
Is it a Hubbard?
Is it a Hubbard,
Nadine? No, this is a regular
acorn. Wow, that's... That really is unbelievable. But I don't see how you'd be able to harvest. What if this all happened at once?
Well, the thing is, you wouldn't do it at once. You'd wait, for instance, a squash farmer. When he heard that there was a good price...
Let me explain it, Dean. I'm so excited about it.
Too much already.
Well, one of you explain what you plan to do.
Go
ahead.
Robin.
There's no need to get in an argument with Robin. He was only trying to...
I prefer Robin because I can understand him better. Go ahead.
Well, excuse me, Dean. The whole thing would be...
I'm going to run along home. You can go home any way you please.
Well, I was going back in the station wagon.
My station wagon.
Well, Dean has left the...
Robin, are you going to...
I'm going to go, too.
You better go get a train. Get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, the most scratchiest theme in all radiodom, the theme that serves to say goodbye to Dean Archer Armstead and his good friend, former good friend, Robin Fick.
Oh, well, they always make up when they get back to the experimental station.
I would like to hear this session for...
Thumbnail time.
Thumbnail time.
Preview time for one of the radio's fine dramas, Gunsmoke.
I've heard about that. The happy roisterers at the Long Branch Saloon are going to get a big surprise.
Big surprise. One evening, with a great humming sound, an enormous saucer-shaped vehicle descends smack dab in the middle of Dodge City's main street.
Now, everyone rushes out of the Long Branch and huddles together, slack-jawed, viewing the strange object. Suddenly... I think the program department's really gone soft as a great...
Yeah, they have. This can't be the real storyline. Why don't we get him on the line now and get the thing settled? Somebody on duty at the night desk, I think.
Hey, that's a good idea. Take only a minute. Program? Say, this is handsome Ray Goulding. Say, Bob and I thought that we'd like to ask you... Little green men? And then later they stick up... Was it the Deadwood stage? I just thought we'd check, that's all. Thank you.
Friends, as a double check, be sure to be listening for Gunsmoke, absorbing Western action drama.
Boy, I bet this one turns the Marshal's spine to jelly.
Time now for Mr. Trace, keener than most persons, as the surly old investigator takes another case from his files and, together with the help of his assistant, Spike DeLancey, tries to solve the case of the broken violin string. It's late afternoon in Mr. Trace's office as we hear Spike DeLancey enter.
Saints preserve us, sir.
What is it, Spike?
We have somebody on the phone, a Mr. Sasha or something, and he plays the violin, sir.
Sasha Sergeyevich, the great violinist?
Yes, sir.
Well, let me speak with him, Spike.
All right, he's on three, sir.
All right. Hello, Trace on the wire.
Hello.
Is this Sasha Sergeyevich speaking?
Yes, the famous violinist.
Yes, I've heard you play in concert many times, Mr. Sergeyevich. Delightful.
I would like your assistance in tracking down somebody who's causing me all types of trouble.
What do you mean?
Just this, that I'm giving a concert tonight at the hall here in town. And I just took my expensive violin from the case and was attempting to play just a finger exercise when suddenly The A string broke.
Oh, strange. All right, my assistant, Mr. Delancey, and I will be right over, Mr. Sergeyevich. Don't do anything until we get there.
I'm in the drawing room.
Sasha Sergeyevich, I presume.
Yes, come in.
Mr. Trace, keener than most persons, and this is my assistant, Spike Delancey.
Say, it's Prasavis. What a beautiful place you have
all
here.
All right,
sir.
Spike. Just what seems to be the problem, Mr. Sergeyevich?
Well, just this. Less than an hour from now, I'm to give a concert using this violin.
Yes, you told me over the phone.
For the past 3 months, I've been plagued by somebody who has been sawing through my strings.
Sawing through your violin strings?
Yes, so the moment I touch them, one was bound to break. Here, I'll show you. Watch.
Hey, it's Prasavis, sir. It's beautiful.
Quiet, Spike.
Oh, I could listen to that. I'll...
Oh,
see
just
what I mean?
As I suspected, Mr. Sergeyevich, a broken string.
Sans Prasavis. Mr. Violin, he's completely sashed, Keen.
No, he's stringed, Spike. What was that, a shot?
Sans Prasavis.
Someone has shot Sasha Sergeyevich.
The strings, sir. Mr. Sasha and the violin is lost, sir.
No, it's music peopled, or Tracer.
I'm Keen, sir.
I'm Mr. the Most, or Person.
And so, Mr. Trace, keener than most persons, sets about to find the murderer of the great violinist. We'll have our program credits. People have helped make the show possible next week because there isn't time tonight, and we'll be back in just 10 seconds.
Well, that's it. Until Monday, have a very nice weekend, and we'll see you then. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.